everyone, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. I'm your host for today, Francesca Stainer, and for this episode, we hear from a special guest, Kevin Duncan. Now, Kevin is a business advisor, marketing expert, and author. He's author of several best-selling business books internationally, including the Diagrams book and the Ideas book. His latest book, The Bullshit-Free Book, How to Communicate Clearly and Reclaim Our Language, is just what it says on the tin. Bullshit is everywhere. Some of it is just lazy, some of it is complete nonsense, and yet some is at least trying to communicate something, even if it fails. Best-selling author Kevin Duncan has been on a life's mission to improve business language and understanding. In this book, he weeds out the worst offenders and the contexts in which they most frequently occur to provide readers with a path to clear communication. The book starts with an examination of why we seem to use so much jargon and nonsensical words and phrases in our daily working lives. He then lists and analyses the 100 most popular examples of bullshit used internally and externally, their real meaning, and rates how harmless or dangerous they are. The book ends with advice on dealing with bullshitters and a manifesto to help anyone achieve clear, bullshit-free communication. Today we hear from Kevin about the top 10 bullshit worst offenders. So now over to Kevin.
And so we arrive at the number one spot. And the number one worst hated piece of bullshit is going forward, as in, we will learn from this going forward. These two words are widely regarded as having come from corporate America, and more specifically from the Securities and Exchange Commission, the US investment regulatory agency. Using words such as at some point in the future or somewhere down the road were regarded as too vague and lacking in authority, so going forward became the default setting for anyone proclaiming on an uncertain topic. Literally, it means the opposite of backward. Use and abuse. This is truly a king amongst kings, the undisputed champion of utter bullshit, with the possible exception of proactive. This is an entirely pointless modifier, somehow designed to suggest a forward-looking demeanour, when any fool knows that a backward one would be detrimental for everybody, except possibly historians who should indeed adopt a backward-looking approach. There is no bullshit-free version of this, and in the book I've deliberately left it blank because these two words add no meaning at all. The best you can say is, we'll learn from this. Now at number two in our all-time bullshit top list is reach out, as in, I think you should reach out to Jenny on this. The first recorded version of this phrase is in a 1966 Four Tops song, Reach Out, I'll Be There. It then appeared in an ad campaign for the US phone company AT&T at the end of the 60s. The implication is that reaching out has an element of vulnerability and softness to it, in which the recipient of the contact can add an emotional or even spiritual component to proceedings. Use and abuse. In almost every context, this phrase just means to contact someone in some way. It has now become one of the most hated phrases in business, a truly horrible way of suggesting any form of interaction with a colleague or associate, offered in an arms-around-the-world sort of tone. For many, it conjures up visions of two fingers only just touching, as on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, or a film villain about to drop off a cliff despite vain attempts to hold them back. In conclusion, uttering these two words is only acceptable if sung by a member of the Four Tops. The bullshit-free version is to talk to, as in, have a chat with Jenny about this. Into the top three now, and at number three, proactive, as in, we pride ourselves on taking a proactive approach. This word was originally coined in a 1993 psychology paper by Paul Whiteley and Gerald Blankfort, where it was used in a technical sense. If you're proactive, you make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen to you. Active means doing something. The prefix pro means before. So if you're proactive, you are ready before something happens, as opposed to being reactive, where you only take action as a result of some other event. Use and abuse. A tendency to initiate rather than react is doubtless a desirable quality. But this word has been subjected to sustained abuse in the last 20 years. It has been an omnipresent adjective in the promotional material for advertising and PR agencies, as though a passive or reactive approach would be more appealing to customers. Now, everywhere in politics, this is a redundant word and a close contender for worst bull of the lot, along with going forward. The bullshit-free version is thinking ahead, as in, we anticipate your needs and take the initiative. At number four in our worst bullshit list is world-class, as in, our products are truly world-class. Now, world-class strictly means in the upper echelons of the best of its kind in the world. It's a truly mighty claim. The phrase originated in the arena of sport, when nations and individuals began to compete in tournaments such as the Olympic Games and the World Cup. Use and abuse. There's nothing wrong with aspiring to be the best or truly excellent, but this phrase collapses in the absence of any satisfactory metric by which to measure such a claim. If a sports person or team beats every other contender in the world, then they are indeed world class. There is no equivalent whatsoever in the business or political world, leading to thousands of vacuous claims that can never be verified. Given that this phrase is never provable, it utterly lacks humility and is therefore a champion of bullshit. The bullshit-free version, if there is one, is the best in the world, brackets, if it's true. And that should sound something like, we believe we're the best and here's the evidence. At number five in our all-time list of hated bullshit is pivot, as in, we had to pivot our business model to attract the investment we needed. Origin. As a noun, a pivot is a central point, such as a pin or spike, on which a mechanism turns. As a verb, it means to spin or turn around and face the other way, often at speed. First recorded in French in the 1300s, it was popularised in the US to describe the manner in which basketball players keep one foot anchored on the ground whilst rotating the body. Use and abuse. The uses above are legitimate, but the word is now sorely abused in modern business, both as a noun and verb. We pivoted the business. We had to pivot. Our pivot strategy took the market by storm. In this context, it's a deceptive and misleading word that throws up a smokescreen for its true meaning, that our original strategy was utterly useless, so we had to enact a complete change of direction. The bullshit-free version is to head the other way, as in, our original strategy didn't work, so we're changing direction. At number six in our top ten of bull is open the kimono, as in, we want to get into bed with this potential purchaser, so we need to open the kimono. This is a blatantly sexist and possibly racist phrase that means to reveal the inner workings of a company or project in order to secure investment or sell the whole company. It probably stems from the rash of Japanese acquisitions of US companies in the 80s, especially in software. The sexual metaphor suggests revealing enough flesh before consummating the deal. Use and abuse. There are no circumstances in which this phrase is acceptable. We can be sure that it was not coined by a woman, and the American-Japanese male-female axis makes it racist as well as sexist. And in case you thought that this might be an age-old anachronism, as recently as 2012, the head of a major financial institution described his company as an open kimono organisation. Shocking stuff. The bullshit-free version is show the inner workings, as in, we need to reveal how our company really works to show our potential partner. At number 7 in our top 10 of bull is lean in. As in, from now on, it's essential that we all lean in to change. This trite little instruction was coined by Sheryl Sandberg, Chief Operating Officer of Facebook, in the title of her 2013 book, Lean In, Women, Work and the Will to Lead, co-written with Neil Scovell. It means to grab opportunities without hesitation, and immediately became a rallying cry for empowerment in business. Use and abuse. Encouraging people to take opportunities that come their way is sound advice that dates back to Roman times. Carpe diem, seize the day. Unfortunately, these days, you're apparently supposed to, quote, lean in to absolutely everything, and those who don't are accused of being uncooperative and resistant to change. It is also a linguistically odd instruction, in as much as it would be irritating indeed if everybody were leaning into everything, including other people. The bullshit-free version is take opportunities, as in, if you spot an opportunity, take it. At number 8 in our all-time hated bull list is unprecedented. As in, due to these unprecedented circumstances, we will be making redundancies. Origin. Unprecedented means without previous instance, never before known or experienced, unexampled or unparalleled. It was first recorded in 1615 and stems from precedent, as in precede or to come before. In straightforward language, this word literally means that the event or item has never been seen or experienced before. Use and abuse. This is a perfectly decent word that has suffered much abuse in recent times. Used in the correct context, it is fine. These are the very rare occasions when something really could not have been foreseen. In modern times, though, this is rarely true. Even the worldwide pandemic was predicted. In fact, it was even modelled to anticipate its likely effects. More and more people are claiming that things are unprecedented when they probably aren't going to get themselves off the hook. So sadly, the word has now become a euphemism for being caught on the hop, often having ignored warnings beforehand. Bullshit-free version is caught by surprise, as in, we didn't see this coming. At number 9 in our list of most hated bull is unfair advantage, as in, our product will give you an unfair advantage in the marketplace. A quick search on the web for this term generates over 43 million references, but nothing on when or where the term was first used. It tends to mean something that a company owns or does that cannot be replicated by any other, giving them a near monopoly and therefore significant advantage over rivals. Use and abuse. The huge flaw with this word pairing is that the word unfair is either redundant or plain illegal. An advantage is an advantage, plain and simple. If this has been achieved through nefarious means, then it is illegal. So frankly, this is a bizarre phrase suggesting that winning can or should be achieved by cheating or somehow bending the rules, as though that were acceptable in business. A notion that raises the question as to why a fair advantage would not be equally acceptable. This is a pretty disgraceful phrase that sits alongside its deceitful cousins, failure is not an option, and level playing field. The bullshit-free version is just advantage, as in, our product has a specific advantage over the others. At number 10 in the bullshit-free book, Top 10 of Bull, is Circle Back, as in, I'll circle back to you on that next week. Now, the origin of this is that in surveys conducted by me, this is one of the most consistently hated phrases used in business. It has a bewildering array of meanings, including to discuss it later, to report back after finding out more, and to return to a point in the same conversation or meeting. Its origin is unclear, but is probably no more complex than coming back to the same place, having gone round in circles. With regard to use and abuse, At face value, there's not much wrong with suggesting that you'll return to a point once you're better informed. But the reason this phrase is so disliked is that it conceals a more deceptive intention. The prevailing view from subordinates is that bosses use it to deflect and avoid dealing with tricky topics, as in, "I'll circle back to you on your appraisal next week, Victoria." So the bullshit-free version is, "I'll respond when I'm better informed," as in, "I don't know enough about this, so I'll get back to you when I do, as fast as I can."
Thank you so much for joining us today, and do remember to keep an eye on our social media, at Lid Publishing on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and at Lid Business Media on LinkedIn, where we'll be sharing more podcasts, books and thought leadership from people such as Kevin Duncan. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.